This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The $230 million elephant in the room coming up at 8:22. Which that elephant was stampeding on video earlier this week. Highest paid player in Browns history. Nobody wants to see him. Nobody wants to talk about him. Outstanding. First, let's do something nice. Remember 2016? Remember when the Cavs won the championship?
I recall where I was.
Remember when Kyrie Irving hit the shot of a lifetime?
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie was on his Twitch, and he was watching old highlights. This is from Kyrie Irving's Twitch, and he's got tone. Forget the 3 a.m. sushi comment you made years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, Kyrie Irving has nice things to say about the city of Cleveland.
You know, for me, I've grown up in this industry or grown up in this culture as a winner. I've won a lot of games. I've lost a lot of games. You know what I mean? I've been to the finals. I've won in the finals. I've lost in the finals multiple times. So for me, I'm happy with being able to get a chance to play with good teams. But when you guys make it about one player, it is kind of just weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just one player that you have to promote. Like, we had solid players on our team. And I probably took that for granted more often. Like, when we were really good, I was like, we're actually pretty good. We got a lot of veterans. We got a lot of people that commit to it. But when you're playing with somebody like Bron or somebody that you guys like to compare him to, it's a different animal. It's a different journey. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're automatically expected to be at the top of the charts, the top of the league. You know, every time you play with Bron, it's going to be a lot of media attention. It's going to be a lot of back and forth of narratives. It's going to be about a spun narratives. It's going to be a lot of politics. It's going to be a lot that a lot of people don't see in front of the camera. And for me, I was just a young person trying to figure it out. You know what I mean? It's not that I dislike playing with Bron at any time. It was just literally, it was my time to move on. And that's what people got to accept. They want a deeper, detailed dive in terms of what happened. It's like, it was my time to move on.
What did you think of what you just heard from Kyrie?
He says a lot of words a lot of times. I never know. I stopped trying to decode those words years ago because I was always trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. Just because simply I loved watching him play basketball so much. And he was just unlike any player I'd ever seen. And then he hits a shot like that against the team that was supposed to be unbeatable. Mm-hmm. And so I did everything I could. I bent over backwards to try to figure him out.
The deeper meaning?
I just never could. He seemed to be lost at all times. Does seem like in Dallas, for whatever it is, I don't know if it's him being a parent now or what, but it seems like in Dallas, he's the most normal he's ever been.
He's also gotten older.
Yeah.
I mean, that was 20. When did he leave? 2017?
He's 33.
I mean, you're talking about 8 years ago, for crying out loud. Obviously, people change. It does make me... I appreciate the championship. I love the championship. But it does make me appreciate Jose Ramirez more. I just... Man, because you go back to that time. I love the championship. From a radio standpoint, content was great. But it was a time that could be tumultuous here and there. Not just with games, not just with trying to be Golden State. I mean, there were tumultuous times, and the end was certainly acrimonious, it seemed. But man, it does make me appreciate, because it's like, okay, I want the Guardians to do as well as they possibly can. I would like them to win a championship. I get frustrated by the feeling of like, hey, you know, that's baseball so many times. Like, no, you're not going to have a guy like this stay like this in this current climate of Major League Baseball. We got to do everything we can to try to make this work with this guy. But at the same time, I'm going, man, I don't have to deal with any of this stuff with Jose Ramirez. The guy's a Hall of Famer. Guy hit a go-ahead home run two nights ago. I know last night didn't go very well with the Guardians and Gavin Williams. I don't think he came back down to earth. I think he just had an emotional roller coaster that happened from the near no-hitter.
Is this a result of going too many innings and too many pitches? Of course, I'm joking.
You want to call up Jonathan? Is he awake?
I would have supported him going 15 innings.
You want to?
Whatever it would have taken.
He only pitched 75 yesterday. Yeah. Do you want to call up Jonathan, though?
Well, I think you knew in the first inning that it probably wasn't going his way.
Have that whole fight?
No, thanks.
Just asking.
So, you know, with Kyrie, I would love to know so much more about the relationship between him and LeBron, because really haven't seen any specifics outside of, you know, moody LeBron, moody Kyrie, whether or not Kyrie was ever going to be receptive to LeBron-style leadership. Because think about all that we know. There's been a book written about the Kobe-Shaq relationship, and that was a team that had won three titles and disintegrated because the two of them could not coexist. Kobe did not respect Shaq's work ethic, and Shaq didn't respect the immaturity of Kobe. And really, they were both immature. Yet we know so much. We know so much. And in fact, after the fact, while Kobe was still living, the regrets that he had, Shaq, not necessarily the regrets that he had, but at least Shaq has been able to look in the mirror and talk about his shortcomings. I feel like we've not gotten any of that with Kyrie and with LeBron. All we've gotten after the fact is LeBron giving him love on social media for outstanding performances, or when, you know, Kyrie went to the finals a few years ago, or after the fact, Kyrie talking about his journey, but how he was immature. But we don't get specifics as to why that relationship derailed, because I will always wonder what that would have been like had Kyrie not felt the need to ask for the trade and to say, I don't want to be here anymore. And next thing you know, was he in Japan?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, when we found out the trade request that went public.
Yeah.
Like one of the most bizarre.
I remember exactly where I was when it went public.
Yeah,
I was on Lake Chautauqua.
I was on a golf course.
Fishing.
Yeah.
Where I was. The time has passed. I would like to know more. I also think that he just lets you in on it. He's like, man, there's a lot of good players. I think he's saying what I think a lot of people have said, myself has said about playing with LeBron. Nobody plays with LeBron except for Dwayne Wade in his entire 22-year history. You play for LeBron. And I think a lot of guys are really, really, really good basketball players. I mean, Kyrie Irving's a Hall of Famer, for crying out loud. He's got an ego just like every other big-time basketball player would have. Like, there's only so many guys that really understand their role, that really, really get it. Channing Frye understood. Richard Jefferson understood. Good dudes who understand what their role is and how great they are, but they also know the greatness that plays around them. How good they are in the NBA, but the greatness that plays around them. Kyrie Irving, I mean, you're young at that time. You're a number one overall pick. You were seen as the franchise. And then LeBron comes back, his team. It's LeBron's franchise. It's LeBron's area. And that's all common sense, because it's LeBron.
Yeah.
It's all common sense. But doesn't mean that Kyrie's going to have an easy time accepting something
like
that.
And also, at that stage of his life, what was common sense to Kyrie?
Exactly. I don't know what's common sense to Kyrie Irving right now.
Think about his worldview. Think about what he thinks about. It's tough. It's tough. Feels like you're in college always talking to somebody who's high. Like, I don't know where you're coming from. I don't understand any of this conversation. I don't get any of that. That's what it always reminded me of when he would do his
reckless speculation.
His words.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
None of it would ever make sense to me. And it was like talking to my buddies in the hallways in college my freshman year. Like, where are you coming from and why am I not on your level?
I don't necessarily want to go that far with it. But yeah, I can see where you're coming from. I've understood Kyrie very little. And to the point where I stopped trying to. I mean, good God, when he was with the Nets and all that stuff, I just didn't care.
Yeah, remember they famously, him and Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant should know better, but him and Kevin Durant saying, we don't need a coach.
Yeah.
We don't really need a coach. We just need somebody to have a whistle to organize practice.
It got to the point.
We're fine. We'll roll the balls out.
It got to the point where I don't really care about it. But if you're looking at how great the Cavs are, like I do, I can't help it. 2016, okay, that was almost 10 years ago. We're coming up on the 10-year anniversary now. So you start to think about anniversaries, bringing people back, having nights for people. And my whole thought was, man, can we bring this thing back where he can at least walk out there on the floor someday in the 15 or 20 year reunion and wave to the crowd and get the whole pomp and circumstance there? Because you don't want to have any terrible feelings later on, because we've seen the awkwardness between franchises and former players, former stars, guys who were Hall of Famers for him, guys who did things. It's very awkward, and it really makes the fans have arguments that they don't want to have. They just want to enjoy their favorite basketball players, football, baseball players, what have you. And so to hear Kyrie years later, I think that he's saying what a lot of us have said, that I can imagine that if you're a great player, if you are a future Hall of Famer, it's very taxing to play with LeBron because you see this as a team, but the rest of us, me, just watching, analyze it, whatever it is, you're playing for LeBron. And if I were him, I wouldn't want to accept that. At that age, I wouldn't want to accept that. It's easy for me as an outsider to say this is the way it is, but I think it would be very difficult. So I can get where he's coming from, but I do look at it in both sides. Great player who left. Kevin Love, great player, got his way, got out of here. A lot of guys, they're here for a moment, they leave. Jose's here. And watching him the other night, it just sticks in about how legendary he is. I don't mean to take every single player and take it to Jose because, hey, you know what? Myles Garrett looks like he's going to play to his last days in the NFL with the Cleveland Browns because that's basically an untradeable contract. Okay, what type of legacy will there be for Myles? Certainly different from Jose.
Yeah, always,
certainly different.
I love this conversation, especially after like Jose hit the two home runs the other night. And every time Jose has a moment, it's almost like a reflection. Everybody has to step back and say, what does this mean for his legacy? Because we're getting to that point, because we don't know, is Jose ever going to win a World Series? It's really tough. Winning World Series are really hard. So obviously, as a Guardians fan, you're wondering if he's ever going to be in position to do that after he took the pay cut he did. Mm-hmm. And so it has us. It always gives him a unique feather in the cap that almost no athletes, not just in Cleveland, how many athletes in sports these days can spend over a decade with one team? And it looks like Jose will probably, you know, spend the rest of his days in a Guardians uniform. And think about how unique that is, how cool that is. We just don't get a lot of examples. First of all, in the NFL, so few guys even get to 10 years. But to get to 10 years with one team, that means you've been through there through multiple rebuilds. In the NBA, guys, the superstars are having such long careers, but what did we know about superstars in the league? They never stayed in one place, with the exception of who? Kobe Bryant, Dirk, Paul, no, not Paul Pierce. He ended up going elsewhere. Like, so few guys actually get to do it. So it gives Jose an all-time bragging rights. It still doesn't mean he's ever a better Cleveland athlete than LeBron. Well, there's nobody, you know, that can ever replace that for me.
But you look at the how
isn't there a difference between Cleveland athlete and athlete in Cleveland?
Yes.
Because I think Cleveland athlete is a representation of the city, an ambassador for the city. It not necessarily just played his career in the mm-hmm. city, right? I think athlete in Cleveland, obviously LeBron's the greatest one to ever, you know, lace it up and play with Cleveland on his uniform. But
you'd say most endearing to the Cleveland fans.
Yeah.
Because
an embodiment of what you want him to represent.
Yeah, there's no emotional complexity to it. It's Jose, amazing. Home team discount, never caused issues. Always, great. Always made you prideful.
Hasn't come out in these bad seasons and went, trade me. I know I have no trade. Wave it and trade me.
I think there's
I get that. I totally get that.
There's so many, very few guys that if you tore back some of the any facade or anything, they are just 100% beloved by their fan base. Jose is that guy. There's always going to be idiots on the internet, but Jose is that guy. How many guys can you really think of off the top of your head? Like Jim Kelly, I get weird messages from Bills fans. Whenever I did the CBS show about Jim Kelly, and like that, I'm like, dude, Jim Kelly. It's mm-hmm. like, nah, Ken, you don't know how this all started. And there's people still. It's like, what? What? Terry Bradshaw. Every now and then, Steelers fans get mad at him.
Well, Jose's never given us the reason to do that. Think about what TJ Watt and Cam Hayward have just done, what Miles did with us. Obviously, we've gone over with LeBron. And it's so rare to have an athlete. That, and again, you know, Jose doesn't want to talk politics. He doesn't want to talk about current events. He doesn't want to be, you know, famous by saying outlandish things on social media. So he's never given a reason for you. Now, I again, like the politics thing, hey, if a player wants to speak his mind and thinks he can affect change, like, I think that's a really cool thing. Even if I disagree with that, we've always wondered which players would have the bravery to put their brand at risk to feel something about something that's going on in the public. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had people at times over the years, I've had people tweet us like, why are you sitting idly by when this is happening in our government or in the state or the city? And I'm like, you know, that's just not at this stage of my life. That's not what I really want to do. So I'll never bag on anybody for if they want to speak their mind out. But I do think, to Owen's point about endearing themselves to Clevelanders and just the no-nonsense, I care about sports, and that's what I want my athletes to do. Like, Jose is going to be the guy that passes that test every time.
He's also the only one where I don't have to look at just business of it, because there's so many guys I know that, like the Cam Hayward situation in Pittsburgh, I know you're talking Steelers. That situation, like, he is reviled by some people right now this morning over there, where he just signed his contract. It's like, business is business. And I could say, hey, business is business. You are as good to us as your last play. And if you're no longer usable to us, goodbye. Because I know that you're going to want more money. Jose's different from all that. And there's just very few guys that I think any city, there's always one or two guys in every city, but you really can't think of them off the top of your head. And at a place like this where, guys play here and then we're waiting for them to ask for a trade. Guys play here for the Browns. We're waiting for them to ask for a trade. Same thing with the Cavs. I don't see that. When's the next guy you think about that with Jose, other than Jose? Is there one? I don't see it.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.